Top 10 most fucking cringe politicians. Number 10, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Georgia Rep's 2022 police gaffe, confusing them with soup, sparked internet memes mocking her historical ignorance. Number 9, Lauren Boebert. Colorado Rep's 2023 theater issues during Beetlejuice, caught on camera, turned her family values image into a hypocritical joke. Number 8, Joe Manchin. West Virginia Senator's 2021 coal-friendly filibuster defense alienated Democrats, looking like a fossil fuel shill out of touch with progressives. Number 7, Bernie Sanders. Vermont Senator's 2021 inauguration mittens went viral, but his cozy meme status distracted from his radical tax plan's unpopularity. Number 6, Eric Swalwell. California Rep's 2020 Chinese spy scandal rumors, paired with his sanctimonious Trump rants, made his moralizing laughably hypocritical. Number 5, Raphael Warnock. Georgia Senator's 2022 sermon-style campaign speeches felt forced, alienating moderates who cringed at his performative preacher act. Number 4, J.B. Pritzker. Illinois Governor's 2024 book ban. Ban ignored local library struggles, earning eye rolls for pandering progressivism that flopped publicly. Number 3, Dan Patrick. Texas Lieutenant Governor's 2023 woke school ban sparked backlash for petty arguments, ignoring real issues like grid reliability. Number 2, Eric Adams. NYC Mayor's 2024 rat czar stunts and flashy nightclub appearances amid crime spikes and 18% approval scream tone-deaf showboating. Number 1, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Her 2025 Choose Your Fighter video, posing as a video game character with a Trekkie label, cemented her as a performative fuck-up, mocked across the spectrum. Comment who is the most cringe and follow for more fucked-up politics.